You're listening to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller, and joining me in the studio today is Luke Turner, Associate Editor of The Quietist. Today, Luke will be taking us on a tour through the United States, Turkey, and Poland. Luke, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
That's a very portentous beginning. Hello. We'll put some reverb on that later. We will begin in America. The band we're going to talk about first are the OCs. They're something of an institution.
They are. I mean, it's weird. John Dwyer from the OCs has been knocking around for years, and I used to see him a lot in kind of...
And by years, we mean decades.
Yeah, pretty much, I think. I mean, I first saw him in a band called Coach Whips, I think, over 10 years ago. So that's more than a decade. He was in a band called Ziegenbock Kopf, who were a sort of weird...
It's amazing they weren't bigger, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, they were quite leathery and dirty. And then he just formed the OCs, and then they got massive, and everyone loves them. And I don't really like garage rock, I must admit. But the OCs, I think, are of that ilk and do it very well. Apparently amazing live. I've never seen them live.
There was a live album quite recently, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them live either, but listening to the live album did make me think one day I should go and see the OCs.
Yeah, and all the other things he's done have been really good fun. I mean, it's terrible. I should really have gone to see them, but I don't really like going out to big gigs anymore. They're not very pleasurable, are they? So I haven't seen them live yet because they got big very quickly, and I've not caught them, but I really like this new track from their new album.
You are right about garage rock, which is one of those genres of music which does attract the most, you know, terrifying legion of fundamentalist bores to it. And dull garage rock is I don't know that there's much that's that duller.
Exactly. And it is, I love The Fall dearly, but of late they've been far too garage rocky. And then you go and see The Fall and they do three garage rock covers. You know, they do Strychnine and White Lightning and stuff. You just thought, why are you doing that?
They've done that version of White Lightning for a long
years.
Time, though, The Fall.
Yeah.
A big bopper song originally.
Yeah, it's just, why keep doing it over and over again? It's very lazy. It was all that time when the bands like The Hives came out, you know, from Sweden, and they had that record that was just the greatest hits. It was huge, but it was very dull.
Okay,
but I like this.
But this is not very dull, and not my words, the words of Luke Turner from The Quietist. this is the OCs. It's from and off Entrances, and this is The Poem. See, having caricatured the OCs there, as we had, as garage rock...
It's not very
garage rock headbangers. That was altogether
no.
More pastoral and gentle. I kept expecting that to go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thankfully, it didn't. It's weird. It's not necessarily the sort of thing I would pick to come on the Monocle Culture show, but this morning it spoke to me. For some reason. I quite like it. It's all right.
Okay, that's off a new EP called An Odd Entrances. Is the rest of it somewhat less sort of paisley and whimsical and pastoral?
It only arrived seconds before I got on the tube, so I have no idea. But it is the lead review on The Quietist this week.
Okay. Well, let's head now to Istanbul, the home of Gesu Akyol, who was an artist and is now also a singer. She has a new album out called Hologram Empire. Gesu Akyol, where does one begin with her?
She's very interesting, I think. If you read interviews with her and stuff about her, you think, gosh, she's got the Mute Records back catalogue. She's a big fan of Nick Cave and Einstürzende and Neubauten, as I very much am. Grew up, I think her parents are kind of quite arty people in Istanbul, and she wanted to sort of combine her love of this sort of European... She's basically a goth. I mean, you know, Andrew, I'm a bit of a goth myself. She's a bit of a goth and kind of wanted to bring that influence into Turkish traditional music.
I wouldn't have thought they'd have the weather for it in Turkey.
Being a goth? No.
Yeah. I mean that said, I grew up in Sydney in the 80s, and there was a dedicated, God bless them, goth hardcore in Sydney. And in sort of, in December and January, you could see these sort of poor bastards wandering the streets of Darlinghurst in their big faux fur coats and 6 inches of makeup and, you know, gallons of hairspray, all looking incredibly unhappy.
Well, the heroin maybe kept them chilly. maybe it was that. As someone who's been to the beach... like a Wally in trousers, I kind of know where they are. But I guess it's more of a musical aesthetic thing. And to be honest, the leather harness she has on one of her photos, live photos I saw when I was researching this record, suggests that you know, there is minimal goth wear for the hot climates.
Would you suggest that goth as a musical form has been a big influence for her, or is it more the general aesthetic?
I think it's the kind of attitude, was the impression I got, was reading, when I was reading interviews with her and what have you, the sort of the attitude of the Bad Seeds and Neubauten. I mean, I don't think it's like goth as in that awful, you know, the awful goth, like you're describing in Sydney, or kind of Snakebite and Black and all the provincial goth.
There's probably sort of been a band called Awful Goth, and if there hasn't been, there should
maybe
be.
Yes, yeah. I think probably more gothic than goth, I would say. But I really like, it's quite a... Because if superficial listening, you might just think, oh, this sounds like something quite traditional from Turkey. But then on going over and over the album again, another lead review on The Quietus, there's an article up there if you Google for it. It sort of revealed a lot more. I really liked it.
Okay, well, this is from Gesu Akyol's album Hologram Empire. This is Hologram. That was Hologram from the album Hologram Empire by Gesu Akyol. That's out now on Glitterbeat. Is that vaguely representative of her oeuvre?
Yeah, I reckon. I mean, that's kind of the pop opener. What I find interesting, she sounds a lot older than she is. How old would you say that sounds like?
I wouldn't know where to start guessing.
No.
Yeah. Which I mean as a compliment. It is one of those records that is weirdly ageless. It sounds ageless, rather. It sounds like it could have come out this week, as indeed it had, or indeed at any point in about the last 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. Which I think that's one of the things I like about it.
Is she one of those sort of terrifyingly precocious, talented young people?
I think she is. Yeah, I get the impression.
See, I'd like to do my best to discourage them.
Oh, come on, Andrew. What about the future? What about the children? I think she's also... I mean, it's quite bold for her to be making this music in Turkey at the moment with the way things are going there. It's not particularly popular, I think, among certain parts of society for the amount of kind of mixing in these influences, doing things that a woman perhaps shouldn't do, and yeah, dressing in a way a woman shouldn't.
Is there an obvious political... I mean, you know, Turkey, I would not consider myself an expert on, but I've spent enough time there to know that it is a colossally vast and diverse and indeed divided society, and what seems sort of fairly workaday stuff in Istanbul seems like something fairly outrageous elsewhere, which I think is frankly part of the problem. But is there an obviously political undertow to what she's doing?
I think a lot of the stuff she's been talking about around it, I would say there is, yeah. I think... that was our review, very much touched on that side of things.
Okay, well, finally, we're going to Poland for what it says here is improvisational psychedelic jazz. Now, if you're me,
wow.
if you're me, that is probably the most terrifying combination of three words in the English language. But this is a group called Inner City Ensemble, who I now invite you to... thwart my prejudices about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Is that from the Quietus review? Before I start saying I don't think that's fair. I mean, there is improvisation, there is psychedelia, and there is jazz, but they're not. I would say you are right. That does sound terrifying, but it doesn't sound like... The record doesn't sound like that. I love this album. It's all over the place, and it's yet again another amazing record from Poland, particularly this record label Instant Classic, who put this out, who are based in Krakow. John, who are on the Quietus with, met up with them recently when we were in Krakow, one of our favourite cities for Unsound
Festival. It's a lovely city.
Between the Quietus' mission to eat in every single restaurant in Krakow and eat all of the delicious black pudding and lard-based products they had there. But anyone listening should really have a listen to the Instant Classic label and kind of have a look on the Quietus for our various Polish music columns. There's out of all the countries in Europe, I'd say it's the most interesting...
Musically, really, at the moment.
It's incredible. Yeah, from techno to metal to... I mean, it's all quite underground stuff. Who knows what Polish pop music is? And they again, are having a huge trouble with this new Polish government, the very Catholic right-wing government, who everyone probably has heard about from the protests against the new abortion laws they were trying to bring in. But they're really clamping down on funding sort of culture there. If things aren't Polish enough in a traditional way.
But is this one of the money. Is this one of those things, and it is a slightly glib point, and I guess it's one you could apply also to Turkey and indeed to the United States of America, the idea that having something to chew on in that respect does make perhaps for a more vibrant counterculture.
Yeah, I mean, it's dangerous, isn't it? Because you don't want to start going...
I'm not saying it's a price worth paying.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of stuff last week after Trump was elected and everyone's going, oh, this means culture's going to be good. I think that's it, yeah. Is there a surprise worth playing? I kind of think not. I think it's more to do with people's, particularly in somewhere like Poland or probably Turkey as well, expectations of how music's delivered. We're so used to this British system of you sign a record deal, you release albums, you will make money and have a career. And that has sort of tended to lead towards certain types of music, bad indie. One example, and they just don't have that in Poland. There's a sort of more of a view of, oh, if we can sell some records, that's nice. And I'm not saying that's
they should put that on the tourism posters. Poland, yes. No bad indie.
Yeah, there is. Well, I mean, I've not encountered any, and I've listened to a lot of Polish music over the last few years, and I've been blessedly free of bad indie.
This is Inner City Ensemble. Is the track called V, or is this a Roman numerals thing?
It's a Roman numeral, 5.
So this is, in fact, 5 for Inner City Ensemble. Inner City Ensemble there with 5 from their album 3, which is, as you may have guessed, their third album. A member of Inner City Ensemble, I believe I'm right in saying, was number 2 on your list of best albums last year at the Quiet.
Yes, the main man from Stara Zeka, who are Kuba Zielek, and he's in all sorts of groups. Stara Zeka's sort of the main one. And no, he's fantastic. It's sort of just the way it seems to work over there. People work on different records and kind of come in and out and, you know, collaborate in a good way. Did you like that in the end?
It's not. There's no pedal steel guitar and there's no twanging Telecasters and nobody's dog dies. So it was never going to be my thing. There's no trains and there's no prisons. It does come from a label that you said the Quietus are massive fans of, which is Instant Classic. If we do have listeners who were beguiled by what they heard there of Inner City Ensemble, what else would you recommend from that label?
The Star is Echo. Material is wonderful, and I'm still on a mission to see Stara Zeka live. I've been to Berlin to see them and they cancelled, or he cancelled. Went to see him in Poland, turned out to be a collaboration with some tragic musicians, and he didn't really do much. He left it to them, which was nice, but Stara Zeka, I still want to see them, and it's not happened.
Okay, well, 3 by Inner City Ensemble is out now on Instant Classic Records, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Luke Turner from The Quietus, thank you as ever for joining us. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Andrew Muller. The producer was Holly Fisher. The show was researched by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Joining us again at the same time tomorrow, we'll be discussing Italian television. But for now, it's goodbye from me, and thanks for listening.